This is Passport to Texas.
Anyone who recalls the aerial photographs of the Rio Grande not reaching the Gulf of Mexico several years ago should take that as a wake-up call.
Andrew Sansom, director of the River Systems Institute at Texas State University in San Marcos, contributes the article Keeping Rivers Flowing in the Texas Parks and Wildlife Magazine's 10th Anniversary Water Issue on newsstands now.
People tend to believe that everything's okay as long as the water comes out when they turn on the tap. And so by bringing people's attention to the issues that are presented to us from the aquifers to the estuaries, we do a great service.
Sansom suggests that unless we change how we think about and use water, we could, in our lifetimes, unintentionally dewater some of the state's most iconic and biologically diverse rivers.
Everything is connected. People don't often grasp the reality that when we approve hundreds of new wells in the hill country, we potentially adversely affect the estuaries on the rim of the Gulf of Mexico.
We need to begin to think beyond our own faucets and understand that upstream and downstream are all part of the same cycle or flow of life. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.